Okay, we're back with Andreas and Margaret Kostenberger, and we're coming now to Chapter 1, Realistic Parenting, Part 1. Parenting isn't just about children, it's about parents, too. Okay, you organize your book into three parts along the schema of the three R's in parenting. Tell us about these three tensions that parents need to navigate and why that's so important.
Yeah, you know, parenting is such a complex undertaking. So the question we discussed amongst the two of us as we conceived of how to structure the book is, you know, how do you break down parenting? As we reflected on our own years of parenting our four children, there were three issues that kept coming up. What we ended up calling the three R's of parenting being realistic, being relational, and being responsible as a parent. And I'll explain in a minute what we mean by that. And in each case, the given quality of parenting or approach to parenting has to do with a certain tensions that we face as parents. The first of these tensions is that between realism and idealism. What we found is that many of us, if not most of us, start on our parenting journey, just like we do on marriage, by the way, with a lot of excitement and best of intentions, but we tend to underestimate the challenges that lie ahead. You know, some of us, we may think twice about having children or having as many children if we truly knew all that lies ahead, and that comes from, you know, parents who've gathered some experience over a couple of decades. So what we urge parents to be is to be realistic and to manage expectations so they won't run out of energy, they won't be disappointed or even overwhelmed when many of those challenges come over the especially first few years of parenting.
Yeah, that's great to be prepared for the realism that's going on, to face it with appropriate actions and thinking. But we also wanted to say that as parents, we're dealing with persons, and that's obvious. Our children are people, so we want to relate to them as precious human beings with whom God has entrusted us to care and to nurture for a season. So it's a stewardship. They're not a project, not just a project or a task we can perform. They're people just like us, and they have the complexities of each person. So we want to encourage and to urge parents to aim to build quality relationships as central in their parenting. So to engender mutual respect with your child, even though they're, you know, very young and vulnerable, and you know you're sort of in control, but mutual respect is key, and hopefully communication is effective, and there's love and kindness and understanding of them as individual people, as a person. So, of course, it might seem rather obvious, but like I said, the society we live in pushes us to drift away from this relational aspect of our parenting that really should be central.
That's right. So Margaret just talked about that second R, which is, you know, I talked about realistic parenting. She just talked about the relational nature of parenting that seems obvious, but I think sometimes we could deepen our understanding and practice of it. And so thirdly, then, the third R would be to be responsible as parents. In other words, we should take parenting seriously. I know that to imply that there may be also irresponsible parenting may be rather provocative, but at the extreme, and perhaps it's not just a matter of either being responsible or irresponsible, but there's all kinds of shades in the middle. I think even those of us who are taking parents seriously, we might sometimes have a tendency to subcontract parenting out to other people, our children's education. We might just drop them off at school and ease our conscience that, you know, they're in capable hands, they have good teachers. We might even subcontract character formation to other people. Sometimes, let's face it, so we can pursue our own lives and our own careers and our passions in life. But we're convinced that as parents, we should accept full responsibility for the influence that we have as parents in our children's lives. And I'm speaking, partly to myself here and to especially other men as well. We may partner with others. You know, we're not saying we should do it all ourselves, but we need to exercise discernment, we need to draw boundaries, and we need to remain central in our children's lives. So that's what we call the 3 R's of parenting, to be realistic, to be relational, and to be responsible as we are a mom and a dad to our precious children.
Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, successful parenting doesn't just happen. We've got to take it seriously and work at it. And I suspect that's why you start your book with parents and not children. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. So we start a book with parents, and it may seem counterintuitive at first, but parenting is not just about the children. It is about the parents. We think that's a good place to start. So it's important to realize parents are the key, you know, a key part of the equation when it comes to good parenting. So who are you as a parent? That's what we need to be asking ourselves and to prepare ourselves in light of the parenting responsibility. So it's a good idea for aspiring parents, we believe, to start thinking about what kind of person are you, what kind of persons are they as parents before parenting begins. It's helpful to do that. How will the person you are affect the way you're going to parent your children? So I think we know that parents, you know, typically reproduce after their own kind. Everybody knows children typically imitate their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So in light of this, we believe that it's important to come to terms with our own sinfulness as individuals, as a parent, as a person, as an individual parent and as a person, and the way we relate to each other as a couple. All of this is very important as parents. The big part of having realistic expectations in parenting is to know ourselves as parents, as partners in parenting.
In your first chapter, you have a section called Toward a Theology of Parenting. What are some of the major components of a theology of parenting, and how is this important?
That's right, yeah. And again, you know, we look at theology as simply a word that means looking at our lives from God's perspective, from the vantage point of the way in which He made us, as it's revealed in His Word in the Bible. And of course, for our purposes, we're looking specifically at a theology of man and woman and of the family and of parenting. Starting in the first chapter of the Bible in Genesis, we learn that God made us male and female in His image, that is, that He made us as His representatives on this earth. We're given the mandate to be fruitful, and to multiply as a man and a woman, and to have children who will serve God and glorify Him. And God also created us within an order. God is a God of order in which the man is to be the spiritual leader in his family, and the woman is to come alongside him as his partner as they raise children for the glory of God. Then we also read in Scripture that humanity rebelled against the Creator, which messed up not only our relationship with God, but also our relationship with one another. As a married couple and as parents, I think we'll find that we often can't live up to our own expectations of ourselves and of one another because we're sinful, and that includes our spouse, that includes our own children. And yet, for those of us who have trusted Christ, who've accepted His gift of salvation, we also know that we're not just controlled by our sinful nature anymore, but redemption in Christ and forgiveness in Christ means we're now able to rise above our sinful nature in and through the Spirit that God has graciously given to us. This life, the way I look at it, is it's really an enormous revitalization project in which God is engaged with us, in which He's restoring our relationships with one another back to the pattern He has designed from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And so as you know, you can read in greater detail in the book, those are some of the planks in the theology of parenting, being created in God's image, God's order for the man and the woman, the reality of our sinfulness, and our redemption and restoration to God's original design in Christ. In addition, as I mentioned earlier, God Himself is revealed in Scripture as Father, and so we can also reflect on what are the implications of the fatherhood of God for our role as parents of our children, how we're supposed to nurture them, provide for them, protect them, and love and care for them.
All right, next time we'll pick up then with chapter 2. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Perfect, yeah.